Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. That means Victor Jenks will join us at the top of the next hour. Also, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He is one of the Trump legal team members. He is not in Washington today. He's going to be in Iowa. Why is the president's campaign dispatching surrogates to Iowa on the very night of the Iowa caucuses? Interesting. Also, Sam Peters will join us, candidate for Congress from CD4. He will join us in studio a little bit later on in the show. I want to begin with Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang is the same guy. He's a long shot for president. But he's the guy that wants to give every person over 18 a $1,000 a month stipend.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But this was Andrew Yang with George Stephanopoulos on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The Democrat National Committee, the DNC, changed its rules, which will allow Mike Bloomberg to get on the debate stage. And Andrew Yang talked about the rules change and how it might help Mike Bloomberg and hurt the campaign of Andrew Yang. This was Andrew Yang yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Michael Bloomberg, I talked to Mayor Pete about that as well. He's starting to eclipse you in some of the states coming up, and he's going to be for the debates after New Hampshire. The DNC has changed the rules. They've dropped that donor requirement, something you've actually been pushing for an awful long time, so that Mayor Bloomberg will be able to participate. Bernie Sanders argues that that's rigging the system for a billionaire. What's your response?
No, it's so interesting, George, because the fact is Mike Bloomberg could have gotten himself on the debate stage anytime he wanted. It's pretty straightforward to meet the donor requirement. He could have just made that happen through online spending. And so I'm not sure this is a development that he's going to welcome, frankly. I think the DNC looked at this and said, we need to get Bloomberg on the debate stage. This change is clearly tailor-made to deliver him to the debate stage. And the question is whether this is a move that Mike's excited about or whether Mike's indifferent to or even negative towards.
You excited about debating him?
I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'll be back on the debate stage next week in New Hampshire, and we plan to be on the debate stage the entire way. So I expect to see Mike on the stage in Nevada the following, I think it's a week or two.
Yeah, we are going to see you Friday night in New Hampshire. Let me ask you a question coming out of impeachment. One of your competitors, Elizabeth Warren, has said that if she's elected president, she's going to appoint a task force to investigate President Trump's wrongdoing if she's elected. You've suggested, though, that a President Yang might pardon President Trump. Why?
Well, you have to see what the facts on the ground are, and certainly I'd listen to the guidance of my attorney general. But if you look, George, at history around the world, it's a very, very nasty pattern that developing countries have fallen into, where a new president ends up throwing the president before them in jail. And that pattern, unfortunately, makes it very hard for any party to govern sustainably moving forward with a sense of unity among their people. And so to me, America should try to avoid that pattern if at all possible.
Let me ask you a final question. You've been one of the most improbable candidates of this cycle. You've had a lot of success. You've made it onto the debate stage so many times. Let me ask you a question. Take some truth serum. Did you believe at the start you'd get this far?
I genuinely did, George, because I know that the American people realize our government has been decades behind in addressing these challenges that are growing stronger and stronger all the time. We are 25 years behind on technology at a time when technology is transforming our way of life before our eyes. I knew there were millions of Americans just like me who wanted a different approach to solving our problems and leading us forward in the 21st century. My biggest surprise is how much I enjoy a bus with my face on it. My kids love it too. I feel like I became a cooler dad as a result.
I just love that. Yeah. My face on buses. Yeah. I like that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take you to the well of the United States Senate. Because Jason Crow earlier opened up the closing arguments. Jason Crow, by the way, is a member of the House impeachment team. And he is a Democrat from Colorado. And he is giving his closing arguments. Let's take you there now.
And that they could no longer hold back the tide of impeachment over Watergate. Now, contrary to popular belief, the Republican Party did not abandon Nixon as the Watergate scandal came to light. It took years of disclosures and crisis and court battles. The party stood with Nixon through Watergate because he was a popular conservative president and his base was with him. So they were too. But ultimately, as Goldwater would tell Nixon, quote, "There are only so many lies you can take, and now there have been one too many." The president would have us believe that he did not withhold aid to course these sham investigations, that his July 25th call with the Ukrainians was perfect, that his meeting with President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN is no different than a head of state meeting in the Oval Office. That his only interest in having Ukraine announce investigations into the Bidens was an altruistic concern over corruption. That the Ukrainians interfered in our 2016 election, not Russia. That Putin knows better than our own intelligence agencies. How many falsehoods can we take? When will it be one too many?
Jason Crow of Colorado, one of the two freshman members of the House.
There you go. That's Jason Crow, courtesy of C-SPAN. The Senate is in recess right now until 9:30, at which time they will rev up more of these so-called closing arguments. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joni Ernst got into some trouble last week. She went on with Jake Tapper to defend her vote for no new witnesses or documents, but she said something last week that got everybody on the left up in arms. And that's okay. You know, it's all right. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Still celebrating. I guess the parade in Kansas City is going to be on Wednesday. Wednesday at about 9:30 our time. We may have to dip into that. We just might have to. It's not off. I was thinking about this driving in today. I have the advantage of having been able to celebrate twice in 6 months. My St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup Championship, had a parade, and now my Kansas City Chiefs are going to be having a parade. And Wyatt, how many people can say that two of their teams win world championships within 6 months of each other?
Well, and beyond that, let's look at the last decade. You had an MLS title in Kansas City. You had the Royals with a World Series win.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how does it get better than that?
It's nice. It's nice to be a guy with Midwestern roots.
There you go.
And you're same way.
Well, yeah.
You've got those Midwestern roots.
Born in a little town in Kansas, you know, moved to Kansas City, and.
And by the way.
And worked with the great Kevin Wall too. You know, back then.
I was just gonna say, for those a lot of people don't know, but you and I worked 30 years ago together.
Yeah, 1976.
Wow. Scary thought, man.
It's scary to realize
it kind of dates both of us now that I think of it.
And we know where three of the people, you know, three of us, we know where, no, actually five of us are still there. The great Melanie Morgan,
yep.
who we worked with there when she was just a baby DJ. And,
yep.
Pete Modica. And,
yeah.
You know, and Bob Reed, we don't know where he is, but we know where, I can't think of his name.
Bill Grady. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
voice.
That's the amazing thing. For those of you who don't know, Wyatt and I date back to the mid-70s working together in the radio in Kansas City. And now we're both celebrating a Super Bowl victory.
Republican National Convention when it was in Kansas City.
There you go.
Of course, you were in sports. You weren't dealing with that.
Yeah,
you were dealing with the Royals and what they were doing.
It just meant that all my sports teams had to be out of the building for like a period of like 2 months. I'm going, there's nothing going on at Kemper Arena. Anyway, let's get back to the business at hand. Joni Ernst, I mentioned before the break that she got into some trouble, I guess, last week when she made a statement. And I'll let you hear the statement and this is Joni Ernst. This is Cut 5 on with Jake Tapper defending her vote for no new witnesses or documents last week. Here it is.
You voted against a motion to hear from new witnesses on Friday. So did Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. But they also have said that what President Trump did asking Ukraine to investigate the Bidens was inappropriate and wrong. Both of those Republican senators said it was inappropriate and wrong. Do you think it was inappropriate and wrong?
I think ferreting out corruption is absolutely the right thing to do. Now, if he was tying it to other things, that's the president. It's probably something that I wouldn't have done, but focusing on corruption, absolutely.
He didn't mention corruption in that call, though, as you know. He just mentioned Joe and Hunter Biden and Burisma, and then he mentioned this conspiracy theory about Ukraine interfering in the election in 2016.
Right. So again, probably not something that I would have done. He's done it now. The president has a lot of latitude to do what he wants to do. Again, not what I would have done, but certainly, again, going after corruption, Jake.
So you're saying it's not perfect. I get that. But like, if it's not something,
maybe not the perfect.
If it's not something you would have done, why wouldn't you have done it? Because it was wrong? Because it was inappropriate?
I think, generally speaking, going after corruption would be the right thing to do.
No, but going after
he did it maybe in the wrong manner.
In the wrong manner.
But I think he could have done it through different channels. Now, this is the argument, is that he should have probably gone to the DOJ. He should have worked through those entities, but he chose to go a different route.
Assuming President Trump is acquitted on Wednesday and assuming you're going to vote to acquit him.
Right.
Yeah. Are you confident that he won't do this again, that he won't try to get another foreign country to look into a political opponent, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Pete Buttigieg or someone else?
I think that he knows now that if he is trying to do certain things, whether it's ferreting out corruption there in Afghanistan, whatever it is, he needs to go through the proper channels.
Mm-hmm.
So again, using the DOJ and other international organizations to get to that corruption. So the vote that will likely come on Wednesday will likely be a vote of acquittal. And the argument
and you're gonna
is,
vote to acquit.
Yes, I will vote to acquit, because again, whether you like what the president has done or not, you know, we can argue this up one side and down the other all day. Does it come to the point of removing a president from office? I don't believe this does. I'll tie it back to Obama and his hot mic moment with the former president of Russia, you know, where he literally said, give me some space in my election. Oops, okay, talking about elections.
But he was talking about missile defense.
And yes, but a missile defense that the Congress wanted him to build up, make much more robust to protect American citizens. And President Obama chose not to do that as long as the Russians gave him space in the elections. That nobody brought up for impeachment.
There you have it. Joni Ernst trying to explain her way out of some comments she made. Where essentially she said, it'll be interesting to see what happens Monday, meaning tonight, at the Iowa caucuses, and to see if all this stuff, this Burisma stuff, impacts Joe Biden Tonight, by the way, the Iowa caucuses. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I'll tell you what to do. Let's go back to the Senate floor. And Val Demings, a Democrat from Florida, member of Congress, and a member of the manager's team, the House manager's team, giving her closing arguments. Here it is.
Delivering the House's closing argument. President Trump's constitutional crimes, his crimes against the American people and the nation, remain in progress. As you make your final determination on the president's guilt, it is therefore worth revisiting the totality of the president's misconduct. Doing so lays bare the ongoing threat President Trump poses to our democratic system of government, both to our upcoming election that some suggest should be the arbiter of the president's misconduct, and to the Constitution itself that we all swore to support and defend.
Please shut up now.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Val Demings is a Democrat and a member of Congress, and they'll be. In fact, the Senate's going to reconvene here in about 3 minutes. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll try and take you back to the floor of the United States Senate. Closing arguments, the vote, final vote on acquittal will be Wednesday. And by the way, I did not know this, but attendance at today's sessions are mandatory. The rest of the week, they're voluntary. So the presidential wannabes will be stuck in D.C. today on the night of the Iowa caucuses. Oh, poor Elizabeth Warren. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local Now.
All right, you're clear.
Thank you.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting aboard a Greyhound bus with 40 people aboard. It happens this morning north of Los Angeles County, leaving at least one person dead. A California Highway Patrol spokesman says the bus driver pulled over quickly.
I've been on 25 years. I've never seen this happen. It's unfortunate, and we're thankful that the bus driver acted quickly.
Moments after the bus stopped, the gunman walked off the bus and was taken into custody. Police say they don't know his motive. The process began back in September, but now final arguments in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial are happening today. The trial is expected to end late Wednesday afternoon, with final votes on the two articles of impeachment against him. And barring any huge surprises, the president's expected to be acquitted by the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Stewart connects his racing roots to his Hall of Fame induction. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
The Chevy Blazer RS is beautifully designed, but don't take our word. Here's what real people are saying.
That's a Blazer? It's a Chevy Blazer?
Oh, this is dope.
This thing is beautiful.
I love the lights.
Look at the interior. This is nice.
This is my sexy mom car.
I would feel like a cool dad.
It flows. It's got a nice body.
I don't know who they got to design this, but give them a cookie and a star.
Discover the Chevy Blazer. Its design speaks for itself. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
The 2020 NASCAR Hall of Fame class was inducted on Friday night in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's a class that includes three-time NASCAR Cup Series championship driver Tony Stewart, who not only recognized those that helped him succeed while at the sport's top level, but also to those who helped him get there.
It is important to me because it's, you know, my family didn't have money for us to pay for rides. I had to rely on guys that trusted me and had faith that I could do a good job on a race car.
Stewart is part owner in the four-car Stewart Haas Racing team in the NASCAR Cup Series and also owns the Eldora Speedway in Ohio and Sprint Car's sanctioning body, the All-Star Circuit of Champions. For more on all the inductees, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Don't you love a fuss? My fault, I feel. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quick, send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here.
Ah, there you have it. The clowns are coming back. The House managers are going to be giving closing arguments. So will the president's team, and that'll all be coming in just a bit. In fact, the Senate is going to gavel back in. They were supposed to gavel back in at 9:30. They have not yet gaveled back in, but as soon as they do, we will take you back to the floor of the United States Senate. Lamar Alexander is why many believe. We will not have witnesses. We will not have documents. He voted with the Republicans. And I want to go to cut two. This is going to be fascinating. Lamar Alexander was on with Chuck Todd and felt the Senate gave the House managers a pretty fair hearing. Let's take you back to yesterday, the Sunday shows, Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. And this is cut two. Felt that the Senate gave the House managers a pretty fair hearing. Here it is.
As far as what the Senate did, I thought we gave a good hearing to the case. I mean, I helped make sure that we didn't dismiss it. We heard it. There were some who wanted to dismiss it. Mm-hmm. I helped make sure that we had a right to ask for more evidence if we needed it, which we thought we didn't. Mm-hmm. We saw videotapes of 192 times that witnesses testified. We sat there for 11 and 12 hour days for 9 days. So I think we heard the case pretty well. But the partisan point's the most important point to me. James Madison, others, mm-hmm. thought there never, ever should be a wholly partisan impeachment. And if you look at Nixon, when the vote to authorize that inquiry was 410 mm-hmm. to 4, and you look at Trump, where not a single Republican voted for it, if you start out with a partisan impeachment, you're almost destined to have a partisan acquittal.
Bill Clinton offered regret for his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
This president has not. Does that bother you?
Well, there hasn't been a vote yet either. So we'll see what he says and does. I think that's up to him. I think
you're comfortable acquitting him before he says something of regret. Would that not help make your acquittal vote more comfortable?
I wasn't asked to decide to assess his level of regret. I was asked, mm-hmm. did he make a phone call, and did he at least in part hold up aid in order to influence an investigation of Joe Biden? I concluded yes. So I don't need to assess his level of regret. What I hope he would do mm-hmm. is when he makes his State of the Union address, that he puts this completely behind him, never mentions it, and talks about what he thinks he's done for the country and where we're headed. He's got a pretty good story to tell if he'll focus on it.
You know, in that phone call, there's one thing on the phone call that I'm surprised, frankly, hasn't been brought up more by others. This, the mere mention of the word CrowdStrike is a Russian intelligence sort of piece of propaganda that they've been circulating.
Mm-hmm.
Does it bother you that the President of the United States is reiterating Russian propaganda?
Yes. I think that's a mistake. I mean, if you see what's happening in the Baltic states, where Russians have a big warehouse in St. Petersburg in Russia, where they're devoted to destabilizing Western democracies. I mean, for example, in one of the Baltic states, they accused a NATO officer of raping a local girl. Of course, it didn't happen, but it threw the government into complete disarray for a week. So I think we need to be sensitive to the fact that the Russians are out to do no good to destabilize Western democracies, including us, and be very wary of theories that Russians come up with and peddle.
Well, I was just going to say, this is it not alarming? The President of the United States, in this phone call, and you clearly are judging him on the phone call.
And the evidence. There was plenty of evidence. I mean, the House managers came to us and said, we have overwhelming evidence. We have a mountain of evidence.
And you agree.
And we approve it beyond a shadow of a doubt, which made me think, well, then why do you need more evidence?
What, do you think it's more helpful for the public to hear from John Bolton?
They'll read his book in 2 weeks.
I love that. Yeah. And they will. March 17th, not exactly 2 weeks, but March 17th is when the book is due out. Yeah. By the way, the funniest part of the Super Bowl to me was not any of the commercials, but it was the president and Sean Hannity. Did you see this? Let's go to cut four real quick. He plays word association with the president. And the subject is Michael Bloomberg, now known as Mike Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think of little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You could be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
I guess if they want one, I'll have to negotiate boxes.
Well, the other thing is very interesting. Cory Booker and all these people couldn't get any of the things that Bloomberg's getting now. I think it's very unfair for the Democrats, but I would love to run against Bloomberg. I would love it.
A guy that became a superstar again, he's been a superstar before, but just on the wrong side of issues, that's Alan Dershowitz. And I want you to listen. He was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday. And for those of you that don't know, you might be new to the program, we have a tacit agreement with you, the discerning radio listener all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. And one of the things we tell you is you go do what you need to do. Yesterday, beautiful day. What was it, 75 degrees here in southern Nevada. It was cold in Ely. You got snow. Same way, I think, up north. But what we tell you is you go ahead and you do what you need to do. If you want to go to church, if you want to sleep in, if you want to have brunch with your family, it's okay. We let you do that. And then we watch the Sunday shows for you. For instance, Alan Dershowitz was on with Chris Wallace, along with Dick Durbin and Chris Wallace and Alan Dershowitz, offended by Adam Schiff's accusation. Listen to this, though. This
is if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
If you can identify something as president that's in your your political interest and say that's the national interest, then all bets are off.
Here's what I don't understand.
Right.
You have made it clear, and you and I went at it last week on the question of, you say that to be an impeachable offense, it's got to be a crime.
Criminal-like behavior akin to treason and bribery. That's what the Constitution means when it says treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
So then why get into this question of whether or not the president thinks his reelection is in the public interest? Because you seem to be implying that somehow that gives him an extra level of immunity.
No, no, it doesn't. I was asked the question by a senator. The question was, does quid pro quo matter? And my answer is, it matters if what the president did is illegal or wrong. But if the president did something completely lawful, the fact that part of his motivation may have been to help his election cannot be the quid pro quo. That's what I said. I never said, I don't mean, and I don't believe that a president can do anything if he thinks in his national interest. Look, I supported the impeachment of Richard Nixon. He thought that the five crimes he committed were all in the national interest. These folks have totally distorted, quite deliberately, because they saw that I was having an impact on some of the senators. So they deliberately distorted what I said and said, oh, even if it's criminal, if the president thinks it's in the best interest, it can't be an impeachable offense. Nonsense. I never said it. The Wall Street Journal says I never said it. The New York Times says I never said it. And the fact that Schumer and Schiff and CNN say I said it doesn't make it true.
But again, I don't even know why intent is an issue and why you got into it.
Because I was asked.
No, but my point is, the activity is what you say is the key. If it's criminal or criminal-like activity, then it can be impeachable. If it's not criminal activity, it doesn't matter what the motive
is. Well, the example I gave, I said there are three levels of motive. The example I gave is a president says, I'm not giving you your money, Ukraine, unless you give me $1 million kickback. Of course that's criminal.
Right.
And of course he goes to jail. Abraham Lincoln sent the troops home to Indiana to vote for Republicans in the election. Was that impeachable? No. Because
but it wouldn't matter what his motive was.
Well, it doesn't matter to me, but it matters to Schiff and it matters to the people on the other side. They were focusing on motive. I was responding to them. I didn't put that in my original speech because you're right. It's not relevant to my argument. But I was on the floor to respond to constitutional arguments. I was asked that question, and then it was deliberately wrenched out of context.
You seem pretty upset about it.
I was very upset about that because it has hurt me. People think I actually believe a president like Nixon can do anything he wants. It's exactly the opposite of what I've been teaching, arguing, and as a civil libertarian believing in for 50 years. How dare they deliberately and willfully distort my position and then not give me an opportunity to respond.
That was Alan Dershowitz, who was absolutely brilliant during the White House response. I thought he was really good. And I'd never seen him. I'd never seen a classroom situation that I'm sure he's been in 1,000 times. That's what this was like, though. It was like a law professor waxing poetic. It was really, really good. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Or if you want to do it the best way, just check it out on your smartphone right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is the day that we're celebrating a Chiefs victory in Super Bowl 54. In case you're wondering, if you've never been to an NFL Super Bowl champion party or something like a major celebration, the parade is Wednesday, 9:30 Pacific time. 9:30 Pacific time Wednesday, the Chiefs will be crowned as world champions. I just love it. Stick around. The Senate has still not come to order. They were supposed to gavel back in at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 our time. They still have not done that. We will take you to Washington as soon as the closing arguments begin. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
The circus still in town. In fact, the Senate chamber is now going to begin. In fact, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is in the presiding officer's chair, and Pat Cipollini is going to get up and start making the case for the president.
Senators,
let's take you to the floor of the United States Senate for closing arguments. Pat Cipollini.
Complete our argument and finish our closing argument. We will complete that in a very efficient period of time. You understand the arguments that we've been making. And at the end of the day, the key conclusion, we believe the only conclusion based on the evidence and based on the articles of impeachment themselves and the Constitution, is that you must vote to acquit the president. At the end of the day, this is an effort to overturn the results of one election and to try to interfere in the coming election that begins today in Iowa. And we believe that the only proper result, if we're applying the golden rule of impeachment, if we're applying the rules of impeachment that were so eloquently stated by members of the Democratic Party the last time we were here, the only appropriate result here is to acquit the president and to leave it to the voters to choose their president. With that, I'll turn it over to Judge Ken Starr, and we'll move through a series of short presentations. Thank you.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the Senate, Majority Leader McConnell, Minority Leader Schumer, House impeachment managers, and their very able staff. As World War I, the war to end all wars, was drawing to a close, an American soldier sat down at a piano and composed a song. It was designed to be part of a musical review for his army camp out on Long Island, Suffolk County. The song was God Bless America. The composer, of course, was Irving Berlin, who came here at the age of 5, son of immigrants who came to this country for freedom. As composers are wont to do, Berlin worked very carefully with the lyrics. The song needed to be pure. It needed to be about politics, about partisanship. He intended it to be a song for all America. But he intended it to be more than just a song. It was to be a prayer for the country. As your very distinguished chaplain, Admiral Barry Black, has done in his prayers on these long days that you've spent as judges in the High Court of Impeachment, we've been reminded of what our country is all about and that it stands for one nation under God. The nation is about freedom. And we hear the voice of Martin Luther King Jr. and his dream-filled speech about freedom, echoing the great passages inscribed on America's Temple of Justice, the Lincoln Memorial, which stood behind Dr. King as he spoke on that historic day. Dr. King is gone, felled by an assassin's bullet, but his words remain with us. And during his magnificent life, Dr. King spoke not only about freedom, freedom standing alone. He spoke frequently about freedom and justice. And in his speeches, he summed up regularly the words of a Unitarian abolitionist from the prior century, Theodore Parker, who referred to the moral arc of the universe, the long moral arc of the universe, points toward justice, freedom and justice. Freedom whose contours have been shaped over the centuries in the English-speaking world by what Justice Benjamin Cardozo called the authentic forms of justice through which the community expresses itself in law. Authentic, authenticity. And at the foundation of those authentic forms of justice is fundamental fairness.
That's Ken Starr. He was involved, obviously, in previous impeachment attempts as a special counsel. And now he is back defending the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Coming up, big show today. Some of it will involve the Iowa caucuses. In fact, we're going to be joined by Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, who is, I think, a rising superstar in the Republican Party. Jim Jordan will join us about 10:45. Sam Peters is somewhere out on the campaign trail running for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. We'll get a chance to visit with Sam Peters long about 11 o'clock, maybe a little bit after that. Again, a lot depends on his campaign schedule. We will talk with Sam Peters, running for Congress in CD4, coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.